I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Hunters in West Virginia beginning to turn their attention toward the pending fall hunting seasons in West Virginia, particularly for deer. And at the same time, the DNR is continuing its trek forward in technology for just that purpose. More on the advancement of electronic licensing in a moment.
I've been a member of the Federation for 18 years. The Federation stands for good stewardship of the resources and preserving our hunting heritage. Through those efforts, I want my kids to be able to enjoy the same privilege that I have. My father joined the Federation for me, and I've done the same for my children. Jake's, Women in the Outdoors, and Wheeling Sportsmen, they want to be the best conservation organization in the world.
The DNR has a goal to eventually have a purely paperless licensing system in West Virginia. Now, that's a bit of a misnomer since you'll still be issued a slip of paper with your license on it, but it will be only a single card-sized piece of durable, waterproof paper to reflect everything you buy, rather than the days of folded cardboard in the wallet. Mike Mullins heads up the licensing part of the DNR and tells us point-of-sale system that generates these is rapidly expanding.
We've got on about 70 agents now with point-of-sale systems, and that is the standard, typical one-store agent. We've got about half the Walmart stores on, so that gives us about 18 Walmart stores. And we are starting to put on Kmart stores. We have about five or six.
There are some distinct advantages to this point-of-sale idea.
They can go back to any license agent, the license agent where they purchased the license, or any other electronic license agent, and obtain a reprint of their license. So it simplifies that process greatly. One of the other advantages to the DNR, and of course that also flows through to the hunter and fisherman, is that it costs less for us to process those electronic licenses. The third advantage is that we have that information in here immediately.
Additionally, if you have a credit card, the internet is another lucrative and convenient option. Mullen says some places that may not be actual licensed retailers have been known to allow customers to buy their license right over the internet at the store counter. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but Mullen's cautions you need to be careful.
We have seen that on occasion, is that there's some de facto agents that are coming online. One of the things that the hunter needs to make sure of is that the person he's getting his license from actually know the regulations, and we go through all that. That's part of the official licensing process.
Sales of the license at WVHunt.com and WVFish.com have exploded since they were introduced 6 years ago.
In 2002, we started with about 7,500 licensees, and that was for the last half of the year. In 2003, we tripled that to 22,000. 2004, we jumped to, again, double that for about 40,000. 2005, things slowed down. We picked up 5,000 more. 2006, we had a total of 48,000. And for 2007, we're up to 56,000. So.
And I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.